Hi everyone, welcome to Curious by Nature, where we explore everyday activity through the lens of anthropology. I'm your host, Arjun Patel, and today I've got a really special guest joining me. Some of you might know that birdwatching is one of my favorite hobbies, but it's more than just about spotting birds. It's also something I love to share with others. Today, we'll be talking with my friend Anna, who taught me the first steps in bird watching. Anna is a homegrown amateur bird watcher, and I can't wait for you to hear her stories. So let's take flight on how bird watching connects generations and builds relationships through shared experiences. Anna, welcome to the podcast.
Hi, Arjun. Thank you so much. It's so great to be here. I'm so excited to tell all about birds with you.
Let's start with an easy question. What's your favorite bird and why?
That's not such an easy question because there's so many birds to choose, but I'll try. So if I had to choose, I will pick the cardinal. It's a very popular bird over here in New England, but I love its vibrant red color, and you have a chance to spot it almost every day, so I have a chance to see my favorite bird every day. And also it has a very specific call, so you cannot confuse it with the other birds, so you will always recognize it.
Wow, that sounds so great. I think my favorite has to be the blue jay. But now, I want to look for the cardinal too. Next time, when I'm out for bird watching, I'll keep my eye out. So, Anna, can you tell everyone how you first got interested in bird watching? I know it goes way back for you.
Yeah, sure. So, of course, my first bird watching experience was watching birds that were in my own backyard. I remember when my dad built a feeder and he put the jars in front of our kitchen window. I was 6 then, and I was in charge of replenishing grain in that feeder. It gave me so much joy and so much fun. Every day I was comparing hummingbirds with the pictures of birds that I had in my little storybook. It gave me so much pleasure. The next level of my birdwatching passion was when I was able to identify birds just by the sound. So it was much later when the internet became more and more accessible and you could check those sounds online. But it was still before smartphones era, so it wasn't as easy as it is right now when you just pull up the app and identify the bird. Back then, you had to remember the bird call, come back home, and find out what you actually remember. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
That sounds really cool. I know your husband also shares your passion for birds. You even have a bird ringtone for when he calls. Did you get him into it, or was he the one who sparked your interest?
Oh, well, my husband's passion and determination for birdwatching is much greater than mine. It was actually him who took me on our first birdwatching trip. We wanted to find a bird that is very colorful and very rare, and it's called Bee Eater. So we traveled almost 2 hours one way, then we had to hike for quite long, and finally we found the spot that we wanted, but unfortunately, we were too late by 1 week. The nesting season was over and birds moved on. So we didn't happen to see those birds, but it was a great adventure. It was also my husband who bought me a first real binocular and explaining how to observe birds in great detail. You know, how to distinguish two birds who look alike, but they are actually two different species. So you need to know what you have to compare between those two birds, like a spot on the head, like a gray belly or white belly, all those small details that you don't see when you're at the beginning of your adventure.
Wow, that's so fun. Bird watching sounds like it's always been a big part of your life. Now, I wanted to ask you about something we've talked about during our walk. How do you feel about bird watching as an activity that connects generations? I mean, you shared so much of your knowledge with me, and I wonder what age range you see most when bird watching. And do you think bird watching is intergenerational?
Oh yes, definitely. I think that bird watching is the connection between all generations. It's a passion that is suitable for all ages. It doesn't require extra skills. You don't need a great physical condition. All you need are just basic binoculars, time, patience, and determination to get up early because birds are the most active at the sunrise. And also like older and more experienced bird watchers, they are very open to share their love of bird watching with other people, and especially with younger participants. They also have quite good quality object gear like spotting scopes, and you can see them standing like one spot watching something like something interesting. When you come up to them and ask them, "What do you see?" They just start talking and talking, like give you all those details, try to share their whole passion. And they always are the most talkative and the sweetest people to younger bird watchers. Like to actually, they want to convince them this is like great thing to spend your free time. And the couples of grandpas and grandkids are actually more often to see than couples of parents and children. So this is definitely the passion that you can share with everyone, no matter of the age.
Wow, thank you so much for sharing your stories. Bird watching is a such fun activity, and sharing this activity with others makes it even more exciting. I love the bond we have with birds.
Exactly, I just couldn't agree more with you.
Speaking of bonding, do you remember the time we spotted that barn owl in the backyard? That was such a great moment. Can you remember any other memorable experiences we had while bird watching together?
Oh yeah, I just can't remember the time when we went together to Plum Islands. It was the end of August. It is a migration season here in New England. We had a great chance to watch tree swallows, flocks circling across the sky. It's such a fantastic experience. It's just like having a private acrobatic show just for ourselves. I have seen it so many times, but every single time I see it, I'm just speechless and I just admire the nature in silence to soak in that moment.
All right, before we wrap up, let's move on to our rapid fire round. I'm going to ask you a few quick questions, and you just answer with the first thing that comes to mind. Ready?
Ready.
Okay, here we go. Favorite bird watching spot?
Swarms of Everglades National Park in the winter.
Most exciting bird you've seen?
Oh, so it's the most exciting bird for me, and it's Anna's hummingbird.
A bird you still hope to see one day.
I just want to see that bird in my own backyard and it's bald eagle.
Farthest you've traveled to watch a bird.
Oh, again, it's Everglades National Park in Florida.
What do you think is the most important bird watching equipment?
Definitely binoculars.
What's the best time of the day for bird watching?
Sunrise, unfortunately.
Do you have a bird watching tip for beginners?
Oh yes, you can start bird watching anytime and anywhere. You can start watching the world around you, like in your backyard, in your way to school, during family visits. Simply binoculars, it's everything what you need to start. And just take it, put it on your neck, and go out and watch the world around you.
Thanks for sharing, Anna.
Thank you, Arjun.
Before we close, I just want to leave our listeners with something to think about. Birdwatching with Anna has taught me that it's not just about identifying birds, it's about sharing moments with others and learning from one another no matter our age. It's amazing how something as simple as birdwatching can bring people together and even help us understand each other better.
That's very true, Arjun. I've learned just as much from you during our walks about life, curiosity, and seeing the world through fresh eyes.
Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Anna. It's always a pleasure, whether we're hanging out together or spotting birds in the backyard.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Curious by Nature. I hope today's episode gave you a new perspective on how something as simple as bird watching can connect generations and build lasting friendships. Until next time, keep exploring the world around you and be curious.